This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. There are more than 2,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 among children in Harris County, and that now adds to a new set of worries for parents. As Houston area schools firm up plans for going back to school, Houston Public Media's Paul Benedetto looked into how parents are juggling family life with the potential health risks for kids.
Cedric Dark is an emergency room doctor, a professor, and a parent. And the work he does at home comes with the added responsibility of caring for his kindergarten-age son.
Even though it's like I'm home more, I have a lot more time more, it's like to be able to try to get anything done, it's really hard and kind of get that guilt trip of having like the TV or video games, babysit your kid.
Dark's emergency room shifts provide another concern, bringing COVID-19 home to his family. When he gets there, he wipes down his phone and his keys. He doesn't wear his work shoes inside, and he showers as soon as he walks in the door.
That's kind of where I think it gets really tough, is everybody's got to manage a lot of these things in their context in their own family.
Dark's just one of many parents worried about their children during the pandemic. Even with face masks, hand washing, and social distancing, the threat of illness is still there. Dr. Stacy Rose is an infectious disease expert at Baylor College of Medicine. She points out children in isolation still require hands-on attention.
Those same rules apply, whether it's a child or an adult, recognizing that, yes, you are going to have to put your hands on that kid and do what's necessary to care for them when they can't care for themselves.
And for parents, that also means you're more likely to contract the illness.
If you're a parent and your child is sick, odds are you've been exposed.
Dr. Rose also expressed concern about children socializing at schools and daycares, even when protocols such as face masks are in place.
Kids are kids, and they're going to want to be with each other, and touch their face, and touch their mask. And yet, we have to do everything we can to try to reduce the risk of spread, both within the kids and also from kids to adults.
While many cases in children have been mild, there are still risks. A number of children who had COVID-19 later died from an inflammatory illness called multi-system inflammatory condition in children. And Dr. Susan McClellan, an infectious disease expert at University of Texas Medical Branch, says there's still a lot we don't know.
They may have even had asymptomatic COVID, but then they present with this inflammatory syndrome that can be fatal.
Some school districts, like the Houston Independent School District, have announced they'll be starting classes online amid COVID-19. But that comes with its own set of challenges.
When you think about it, my kid's fairly privileged. We got Wi-Fi and tablets to do, online learning stuff. His school has this online learning thing that they do. So, like, when we hit the pandemic, we were able to get that kind of education in there. And I don't know, it can't be the same thing for every single kid in Houston.
HISD says it could start in-person classes as soon as October, but that depends on whether COVID-19 gets under control across the region. I'm Paul DiBenedetto in Houston.